program is at a standstill. They can't take on any new projects on manpower training in this fiscal year. And with that as a base, the program obviously can't move ahead as fast next year as we had been planning. So that I think there's a certain amount of consistency. If they didn't want to give us the money for 64, they probably are justified in cutting something like $80 million out next year. But those were the two big cuts, and we were criticized for some cutbacks in public health service and not providing enough for the National Institutes of Health, which, of course, is one of Fogarty's favorite activities.
Will there be provided more in the bill?
No, but he didn't provide more in the bill. He just takes a swipe at us on every second page for recommending too little. But he obviously was under pressure in the committee to hold it down, too. The total cut, as I remember, in the HEW labor bill is about, 2.7%. At least 2% of that is made up of this phony cut in public assistance and this $80 million cut in manpower development. Last year, that committee, the House cut a 6% in HEW labor, so the cut this year is less than half of what it was last year.
HEW and labor, are they in the same appropriation?
They're in the same bill, that's right, yes. Yes, sir. I got the other figures here that you might be interested in. This is what's happened so far this year in the House action on appropriations. On District Columbia bill, they cut us 0.7%. Last year, they cut us 4.7%. On Interior and related agencies, this year, they cut us 2.8%. Last year, they cut us 8%. Treasury and Post Office, they cut us 0.7%. Last year, 2.4%. Now comes HEW labor with a cut of 2.7%, largely phony, as against a 6% cut last year.
Is that the bill as reported?
As reported, yes. They haven't yet, that gets to the floor next week, the HEW labor bill.
Now, let's go over them again. HEW labor last year?
Last year, the committee report was a 6% cut in our budget request.
This year?
2.7.
2.7, all right.
Now, the other three are based on House action. The other three have passed the House. District Columbia, down 0.7%.
Down 0.7%.
And last year, down 4.7%. Interior and related agencies, this year a cut of 2.8%. Last year, a cut of 8.1%. Treasury, Post Office, and Executive Office, which is a big bill, about $6 billion. This year, a cut of 0.7%. Last year, a cut of 2.4%. And then the HEW labor report, which just came out yesterday.
I wish you'd get me up a memorandum the early part of the week on where we're slipping on our budget and where we're going to make some gains, and also tell me as near as you can how much we're going to spend in fiscal 64. This is April now, and you ought to know a little bit.
Yes, I think we're in pretty good shape on that, Mr. President. The only big questions that we're still a little uneasy about is what is how fast the rate of defense spending is going to pick up in the remaining months of the year. The second question that Orville Freeman knows about is what will happen to the banks cashing in CCC certificates of participation. Every time they cash those in, this means a rise in CCC expenditures. Now, I think we've just agreed to raise the interest rate by 0.25% in order to get the banks to continue to hold on to those certificates, and this has the effect of holding down expenditures. I think, on the basis of what we know now, Mr. President.
Expenditures to increase in 64.
What's that?
I thought you wanted expenditures to increase in 64.
Well, I think that the way we ought to try to manage it is to get the 64 expenditure figure pretty close to the figure we have in the budget. I don't think we ought to try to push it down too far below that.
Right.
I think something between what we ought to shoot for is something between 98.2 and 98.4. You remember you had 98.4 in the budget. And I think if we can keep it in that range, I think we'll...
98.8 in the budget.
Yeah, in the first budget, but I mean in your budget, in January, we estimated it then at 98.4.
My budget, I said 98.4.
That's right, that's correct.
Somebody last night, I had the best budget director any president ever had, so I want you to make it in 98.4 if you get over that damn. I tell him that we don't want him to be wild-eyed and go on and spend that money now.
That's very nice, Mr. President. I'm not sure that Secretary Freeman would agree with that characterization, but...
He listened to you, and he does agree. He's so damn happy that he got this monstrosity passed this week, talking. But the trouble is, you all told me I'd save $200 million, got me to work my heart out, stay up three nights, and I committed at least $100 million in IOUs to the House to pass it. Now I've come down here, I found out you didn't save a damn thing.
Well, we would have saved more, of course, if we could have gotten a better cotton bill. We never thought that we'd save anything out of the wheat bill, but what has happened to the cotton bill in the last 2 or 3 months has taken most of the savings out of it.
Right.
Now, I still think that it was a good thing to have passed. I think we could have done a lot better. As you know, I myself leaned very strongly to the Talmadge approach, but this didn't prove to be feasible. I think that the bill we did get is going to save us a little bit of money next year, and I think more money in 66.
All right. You find out how to save that, though.
How to offset it? I'd be happy. I talked Secretary Freeman Monday morning. I got some ideas.
Get over him because we got to be fiscally responsible. When we make an estimate, we got to make it stack up. But I'm not going to have any Republicans saying I got a phony budget. Now, that's one thing. I want an honest budget. You and I worked on that for 38 days a night. Just because an Orville can't get the kind of bill we estimated, you find someplace over there to get that money where we can...
I'd be happy to try, Mr. President. I don't think you're going to hear much more phony budget talk from the Republicans. They keep voting for these bills in the House, and they're not cutting the budget significantly, and it's pretty hard for them to say it's a phony if they can't find any way to cut it more.
Well, what about health, education, welfare? Why don't we tell old man Cannon that he wants us to have a good budget? Now, I tried to get a decent one on welfare, and his man's cutting me out.
Well, I suspect Fogarty, as you know, Mr. President, Mr. Fogarty is an unusual subcommittee chairman on the Appropriations Committee. He's always on the high side and always wants to spend more.
I'd like to thank Mr. Hale Cannon and plead with him and ask him why he's abusing me.
Well, I didn't hear that, Mr. President.
Isn't it a good thing for me to tell old man Cannon to please quit abusing me because I'm taking his advice and trying to be economical?
I think that would be an excellent thing to do, Mr. President. And I think you'll find that Mr. Cannon is very sympathetic, but has his problems of getting along Mr. Fogarty. But I think if you'd be willing to do that, that'd be very constructive.
All right. Now, you get me a memo on how our budget looks and talk to McNamara and make him get down to make that hit 98.4 and talk to Orville, see how you can save that money.
For next year. All right.
And now, they actually reduced the HEW budget, but they raised hell about it.
They raised what?
They criticized us for not increasing it, but they actually reduced it.
They actually reduced it, that's right. Throughout the report, also, the report's a very interesting one, Mr. President. I think you might like to look at a marked copy.
You analyze it, make me a little memo on it, bring it over here when we get together this afternoon, and... If you haven't been to the gym, you better go.
Okay.
Because I'm bigger than you are. I got a lot more avoirdupois. I'm heavier, and I'm not about to go along with you.
You don't have that shotgun yet, Mr. President?
I do, and I've got the draft. I've got an executive order here where I can draft you and put you in the Marines. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.